Dear people, today we celebrate two giants in our church, intellectual giants and spiritual giants, St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More. St. John Fisher was the chancellor to Cambridge University, as well as a bishop, and he was the private personal tutor of Prince Henry, who became Henry VIII. St. Thomas More was a lawyer, Oxford lawyer, became Chancellor of England, personal friend to Henry VIII, a very good friend to the great Erasmus, the great scholar. He also wrote a world-famous book, Utopia. These guys were intellectual giants of their day. And as you know, King Henry VIII wanting to divorce and divorcing Catherine and wanting their approval ended up throwing those two in the Tower of London. Every bishop collapsed and went along with him except for St. John Fisher. And St. Thomas More refused to go as well. And so on June 22nd, 1535, St. John Fisher was beheaded, and then 14 days later, July 6th, 1535, King Henry beheaded his good friend Thomas More. Now, I don't want us to focus on the gory details today. What I just want us to focus on is this. This is the amazing fact. All of this happened because a man couldn't get himself a male child. That when Henry VIII was put into the place of poverty of spirit, which is, blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is yours. When he was drawn into that place of poverty, if one doesn't surrender their will, violence happens. Destruction happens. Our father of faith, Abraham, was put into that same place. Poverty of spirit is the holiest place to be drawn into. But in that place, we must choose God's will first and surrender our own. And so we see, Thomas More and John Fisher, who were drawn into that place of poverty. They either have to be unfaithful or be drawn to the guillotine. And Thomas was, as you know, his famous last words, "Today I die the king's good servant, but God's first." This Sermon on the Mount we're going through is about firsts. The first beatitude. Seek first the kingdom of God. Take the wooden beam out of your eye first. In the place of poverty, desire God to get his way first. May God grant us that grace.